Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. I present our first and only contestant today, a diaper called Haze Ways from the brewery Rai Rai in the village Röstånga, 35 minutes away with car from my hometown Lund. Diaper means double IPA, but the beer type also goes under the name IIPA, which means Imperial Indian Pale Ale. Indian is referring to India the country and not to Indians and cowboys. It was the English who first brewed Indian Pale Ale beers, not in India, but in southern England in the 18th century. But they shipped it to India, and this was possible because the higher alcohol level and lots of hops preserve the beer. It was necessary because a one-way trip to India took 6 months by ship. Haze Ways has got a 7.7% ABV. The beer assortment is definitely a craft beer. You can tell from the unorthodox name and picture on the can. Haze Ways can be interpreted as Hey Sveis, a Swedish expression for hello or goodbye, originally meaning something like, I salute you, Sweden. On the can you have a beautiful girl with a large beer cap with a filled beer glass on her head, probably butt naked since she is sitting in a field of barley with only armbands on her arms, holding the beer cap and the beer over her head. Rai Rai markets their beer assortment, Haze Ways, as more of everything. More of hops, malt, and aroma and taste, as it is a double IPA. This beer assortment is no longer to be found on Systembolaget's site. I therefore lack information about the price tag on this beer. It is a somewhat unusual looking can, but still cylindrical and a European standard sized container, i.e. 33 centiliters or about an 11 ounces can. Anyway, ingredients in Rai Rai's Haze Ways diaper are water, malted barley, wheat malt. Well, it says wheat on the beer can, but I think it is pretty obvious that they mean wheat malt. And it contains oats and hops. The hops are of the American sorts, Citra and Mosaic, and the New Zealand hop, Nelson Sauvin. It says on the can that this beer is preferably zipped right out of the metal container, so that the beer's hops, aroma, and taste are preserved, since it is integrated into the beer's carbonation. So that is what I will do today, except I will pour a sample in my glass in order to ascertain its color and aroma and maybe its head. But the can also say that one should drink the beer as fresh as possible after buying it. And to be honest, the expiration date on this particular beer is May 2021. And now it is the end of August 2021. Since I bought this beer well within the last 12 months, it means that this beer assortment has got a short expiration date. If I had known that, I would have reviewed this beer long ago, albeit it has been standing in the cooler for the whole duration. Systembolaget says that another beer's assortment, a regular pale ale from Rai Rai, is best served at a temperature between 10 to 12 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 50 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures for their beers. Actually, the brewery says nothing at all about their beer assortments. You can find the brewery's website, but all it says is Rai Rai, meaning party, and there is an invitation to their Facebook page and Instagram. They must think their beer assortment's tastes speak for themselves or for itself. We'll soon see. But keep in mind that this particular beer is past its expiration date. How about the experience then? The color is yellow, and I only poured the bottom of the glass. So it's still got two fingers tall head, so it's good, it's very good. It certainly smells hop. It smells of hops. Oh, I like this one. The taste on this beer is very hoppy and malty. It's rich. Oh, it's good. Let's try the can. Perhaps it's a little bit yeasty, I don't know, I don't think so, but it's very rich anyway. It's not... it's so hoppy, I can't imagine a hoppier beer than this one. I don't think it's bread-like. But it's malty. And the taste on my palate. It's hoppy. It's very much hoppy. I don't think it's sweet. But it's bitter. It's not candy-like. It's a little bit fruity, perhaps. But I don't know what fruit. And not particularly fruity, I don't think so, but spices. I think there could be some spices. The carbonation level is I think it's pretty high, but it's difficult to say at this moment. It's not creamy. It's not acidic, and there are no aberrations. This is just a hoppy malty beer. That's what it is. So no other particularly distinct flavors in this beer, I think. It's hoppy and malty. Yes. What about grading then? I would grade this beer. I mean, I think it's a little bit unnecessary to have this much, but it's a double IPA. So it's if you like double IPAs, and I like double IPAs, you have to give this beer a high grading. But I think it was a little bit too much in hoppiness, and yeah. Yeah, I think it's worth well worth eight or nine devils out of 10 possible. So I'd say, well, it's a good beer. I say 9 devils out of 10 possible. That's what it's worth. It's a very good grading, I think. It's good. It's really good. Okay. Absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. This week's lesson is a technical lesson. It's called machine guns. LSAT light machine gun. LSAT is 43 to 44% lighter than previous machine guns. The machine gun weighs only 4.5 kilograms. Cased telescoped ammunition in light polymer weighs 40% less than the standard ammunition with a brass cartridge. LSAT has a reduced recoil and is more accurate on target. Reduced recoil also reduces musculoskeletal injuries. 15 out of 20 US soldiers said they prefer to use LSAT over other small arms in combat. This weapon is necessary for us to develop a counterpart to, because in mobile combat, fatigued soldiers with weapons with greater recoil are soldiers who shoot less accurately and are on the defensive. And if we meet someone with light machine guns of the type LSAT, then the risk is greater that our machine gun operators get tired after a while. It is also important to have light personal carbines, lighter ammunition, and lighter loads of other type. For comparison, KSP or machine gun 58, KSP 58, weighs 11.6 kilograms with leg supports. The modern KSP 90 weighs 7 kilograms, but is not so robust. In total, the weight difference, including accessories and ammunition, between the lighter KSP 90 and the older, heavier KSP 58 is about 16 kilograms. As a one-man weapon, KSP 58's effectiveness turned out to be reduced, as the shooter can only carry a limited amount of ammunition. For that reason in particular, the weapon was replaced by KSP 90 in the operating groups. The KSP 58, however, still remains in the defense forces, mostly as mounted support weapons on vehicles and ships. U.S. Army Ironman 500 round ammunition backpack. Ironman is a backpack full of ammunition that is discharged into an ammunition feeder that goes in an arc over the shoulder of the machine gun operator who carries the backpack. The finesse of this is that the machine gun operator can carry his own ammunition and is not dependent on another soldier who feeds the ammunition to him. It frees up a soldier who can engage in combat with his own weapon instead of being a unit with the machine gun operator. Iron Man is a new invention from 2014. We cannot afford to be without it. Thank you, and see you later, alligator, at a wild crocodile.
Oh, thank you.